10 immigrants from New Jersey, including two American citizens, are suing immigration agents and the federal authorities in charge. They say the agents violated their constitutional rights in early morning raids at their homes. They're being helped by Seton Hall Law School. WNYC's Marianne McCune reports.
The lawsuit echoes stories immigrants have been telling with increasing frequency, that agents come to their homes in the wee hours of the morning, force their way in, intimidate families, and arrest anyone who can't immediately prove he's in the country legally. The immigration agents in question are part of teams tasked with finding and arresting immigrants with criminal convictions or existing deportation orders. And a spokesman says they're held to the highest standards of law enforcement and ethics. But the lawsuit claims in their quest to meet quotas, agents consistently neglect their obligation to get search warrants and enter without permission or by pretending to be someone else. Plaintiff Maria Argueta says they told her and her brother they were police looking for a criminal in the area. Once she let them in, she says she was arrested despite showing papers indicating she had a legal right to be here. And the lawsuit says that is also part of the pattern, that agents act on faulty data and overly vague suspicions when questioning immigrants. Argueta was released after a few days, though she says she never got her El Salvadoran passport back. Seton Hall Law School attorney Basina Farbenblum says her experience seems to be the norm.
I think that it's exceptional that ICE would actually come to someone's home and announce who they are and ask for permission to come in.
Since 2005, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has vastly increased the number of agents devoted to arresting immigrants with criminal convictions and deportation orders. A spokesman says the teams in New Jersey have been very successful. But the lawsuit says records show only a small portion of those arrested last year had criminal records, and only one in three had existing deportation orders. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.